It's Thursday, May 16th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. India's Supreme Court has granted bail to one of 7 Christian men falsely accused of murdering Hindu monk Swami Lakshmanananda Saraswati back in 2008. Gornath Chalanseth was bailed out on May 9th after spending 10 years in prison. The Swami's death sparked a major backlash against Christians as Hindu radicals killed several Christians and destroyed 8,400 homes and 360 churches. Despite being bailed out, Chalanseth now faces an appeal over whether he will spend the rest of his life in prison. Although Asiya Bibi, the Christian Pakistani woman, was released and allowed to leave the country recently for asylum in Canada, many other Pakistani Christians remain in prison for their faith. Release International is calling for the release of 218 Christians who are in prison on false blasphemy charges against Islam. Please pray for these brothers and sisters in Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:26 says, "And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it." The Christian humanitarian group Gospel for Asia released their 100 million missing women report, revealing how many women are unaccounted for due to sex-selective abortions, sex slavery, and terrible abuses against women. The report shows that there are between 90 and 100 million women since the 1980s who would be alive today but simply do not exist because of these abuses, mostly in Africa and Asia. Earlier this month, the U.S. House Judiciary Committee, run by Democrats, voted to advance the so-called Equality Act introduced by Democrat lawmakers and aimed at curtailing religious liberty. Alliance Defending Freedom said the bill, quote, "gives people of faith an ultimatum. Change your faith-based practices or face government punishment," end quote. The law paves the way for discrimination against Christians who do not support homosexuality, faux homosexual marriage, or the murder of unborn babies. To let your congressman know that you oppose the so-called Equality Act, call 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. Psalm 14, 4-5 asks, "Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call on the Lord? There they are in great fear, for God is with the generation of the righteous." After clearing the Alabama State House, the state Senate passed the Human Life Protection Act on Tuesday, now headed to the desk of Republican Governor Kay Ivey. If passed, it would be the nation's strictest abortion ban, even protecting the unborn babies conceived through rape and incest. The bill bans abortions in almost all cases except to, quote, "avert a mother's death or to avert serious risk of substantial physical impairment of a major bodily function," end quote. The bill also makes performing abortions a Class C felony with up to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $15,000. Governor Ivey has not yet indicated what she plans to do, so encourage her to sign this pro-life bill into law by calling 334-242-7100. That's 334-242-7100. The U.S. birth rate fell again in 2018 by 2% compared with 2017. A total of 3,788,235 babies were born last year, numbers not seen since 1986. 2018 marks the fourth year of consecutive birth rate decline in America. But Psalm 127, verse 3 reminds us, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." And finally, Amazon is retraining its employees according to an email obtained by CNBC after reports surfaced that the company was banning religious content and advertisements. CNBC originally reported that an Amazon representative said the company had formulated a new policy, quote, "which bans any ad that contains religious content," end quote. Since then, Amazon has retracted the rep's statement, saying, quote, "The email that CNBC viewed contains inaccurate information, and our long-standing policies have not changed. Corrective training is being provided to the relevant teams," end quote. The issue came to light when a Christian business owner had an ad for his Bible-themed Amazon apparel rejected by Amazon. Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29 through Sunday, September 1st. You can register now and save $150 at ColoradoFatherSon.com. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, May 16th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.